Time to talk some Maine football. To do that, we get on the telephone line and welcome in the head coach of the Black Bears, Nick Charlton. Nick, good Monday to you.
How are you, Rich?
I'm doing well, thanks. A tough opening game for the Black Bears, really right from the get-go with the opening kickoff taken back for a touchdown. You've had a chance to watch the tape of the game. What's your analysis now after about 48 hours?
Well, I mean, I think just fundamentally we have to do a better job. Almost everything. And, you know, when you look at what it took to get to this place and to be able to play this game and how much the guys were invested and had to sacrifice and all those things that we've talked about, you know, it's remarkable we did. But, you know, then you get there and we got to play well. And ultimately, it's top to bottom and everybody has to do their job. And unfortunately, didn't start well. And that, you know, definitely affected, I think, the beginning of the game. I think we settled in. I thought we played very well defensively. You know, we gave up a couple big runs, but to be honest with you, I mean, 21 points came directly from special teams miscues. We had two muff punts that resulted in 14 points, and then we had the kickoff. So, I mean, you're looking at a pretty close ball game, otherwise with also optimum field position for the offense, but we allowed that to happen. And that's not to take anything away from Delaware. You know, I think it's a good team. They're well coached, and I'm sure they'll be successful. But, you know, we kicked ourselves in the foot, unfortunately, and we got to be a lot better than that.
Now, we're not making excuses for anything, but things like special teams, you can practice catching a punt in the bubble, but it's not the same as when you're outside there, and you've not had the opportunity to have a lot of outdoor practices.
Yeah, I'm not gonna make any excuses about anything. To be honest with you, no, we haven't. But it doesn't matter. You know, whatever their situation, whatever our situation was, you know, it's our job to be ready to play, and it doesn't matter the prep time or any of those things or you know the actual situations of the practices. We got to do the fundamental things well and. You know, we got that one off of our chest. Unfortunately, it's a tough pill to swallow, but the guys, the one very encouraging thing, they were still energized. They were into it. There was no finger pointing. After the game, guys were encouraging each other. They were coming up to me talking about getting back to work tomorrow. So I think our guys know some of the challenges up here, and they're aware of that. But at the same time, you know, they don't care either. They just want to win. And we didn't play well enough, and regardless of whatever challenges we have to face, I don't think anybody's going to make any excuses about it.
Well, there was some good news. First of all, Deshaun Stevens looked very much like the Deshaun Stevens of 2018, and that certainly got to bode well.
Yeah, I mean, he played lights out. Him and Adrian Otero were outstanding. They played at a high level. Again, I mean, you take the special team stuff out of there, and it's we've given up 16 points on defense, and you know, these games have been low scoring in the CAA just because teams haven't, you know, had the normal traditional time. Some have, some haven't. And, you know, when you look at what we did on defense, it started with him. I mean, I thought they played really hard. And I thought he just, I mean, you could feel his presence out there. And unfortunately, you know, we needed to move the ball significantly better than we did and play better on teams. But it was great seeing him back out there, of course.
Yeah, and you mentioned a lot of times that defense playing on a short field. I think I calculated that late in the game, the average starting position for Delaware on their possessions was at the Black Bear 43.
Yeah, I mean, they were in a very difficult position throughout the game. And, you know, the play clock and time of possession and all those things were just hugely in favor for Delaware. And, you know, our defense was held them to be 2-for-6 scoring in the red zone. Really did a great job hunkering in there. So I thought they played really well and played really hard too. And again, there was no finger pointing or anything like that. And you know, we know what the issues were, and I think everybody in the program knows that there's certain things that you know we got to deal with up here. We got to not make any excuses about anything, and we got to play better. It just is what it is. And unfortunately it came in that way, and that's not how anybody wants to start, but it happened, and we know we have talent here. I said it to the team yesterday, I said, guys, right now we are 37-0. We got to wear that, like, you got to own that, but we don't have to be for much longer.
Absolutely.
These problems are all fixable, so let's go fix them.
You got some young guys and some real talent on this team, and I was very impressed with the first time out for young Austin Ambush.
Yeah, he was great. I mean, our younger defensive players played very well. Him and Shakur Smalls and Nasir Penn and a number of guys that got time. I mean, Kyrie Mann's the redshirt freshman for us who started the whole game and played at a very, very high level for his first time playing college football. I mean, those guys played well and they played hard. So, you know, the future is bright, certainly, and they're going to be playing more as well, you know, because they did a nice job. But, you know, we got to support those guys. We got to move the football and we got to take care of it. So, you know, I think there were some individual performances that were really, really strong, but overall our team performance needs to be much better.
Albany coming in this week for the first home game of the year. We know they've got a good quarterback and Jeff Undercuffler, a running back who's had great success, although the Black Bears have always done a pretty good job against Carl Mofor. But what's the key for you coming up this weekend?
I mean, it's the same thing as last one. You know, it's all fundamentals and it's tackling, communication on defense. And, you know, that's ultimately why we were great at times. And then there was a couple plays where we could have been better. It was all down to just tackling and communication. You know, we missed a few tackles, but guys were running to the football still. And so it wasn't like the yardage was very, very high after that. Because, I mean, that's going to happen, especially when you only tackled one time throughout preseason. So I thought they handled that really, really well. And then offensively, you know, we have a good understanding of what we're going to get. And I thought Delaware had a good plan. They had plenty of time to prepare for it. So they executed. And we have a good idea of what we're going to get here. So we got to do a great job executing and taking care of us offensively and on special teams. And ultimately, that'll lead to success that we all know we're capable of.
How good does it feel to be home and staying home for the next several days?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a big deal, you know, especially right now when you're coming off a tough loss, you know, it's comforting to be here and to know that we have a home game and that, you know, we have our setup. It's also supposed to be unseasonably warm this week. So that's nice in terms of the practice. So we can definitely get outside every day, which is huge for our operation just with the capacity limits and things like that. So it'll be great to get outside and be able to do what we need to do. To get ready for a great opponent.
All right, we look forward to it this Saturday at noon, the Black Bears and the Great Danes of Albany. Coach Nick Charlton, hey, thanks always for joining us, Nick, and we'll see you up there from a distance on Saturday.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
Nick Charlton talking Black Bear football with us. Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718.